MP Dalglish does this quite well, working with landowners, working with farmers who are grazing animals through farm plan schemes and other mechanisms to ensure that there are supports there if they want to get involved in schemes. So anything that farmers would like to do, they have to be done on a voluntary basis. We want to make sure through the Climate and Nature Fund, which will kick in 2 years' time, that there will be measures there to support farmers to be involved in restoration projects. And that, for me, has always been a critical part of it. We want to do this in collaboration and not in an approach that is going to dictate what farmers should be doing.
There you go, that's Malcolm Noonan speaking in Dingle on Monday in relation to the announcement of the new national park for Kerry. Padraig Fogarty is an ecologist. He's been writing about this over recent days, and he tweeted, "This is why I'm finding it hard to cheer today's decision for a new national park. It means nothing for nature." Padraig Fogarty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Does it really mean nothing for nature?
It really doesn't, and this may come as a surprise because people like national parks. They're very popular. When you go on holidays, a lot of people are attracted to national parks. People think it means something. It means that you're, you know, coming into contact with wild nature, and you're coming into contact with the best examples we have of nature and natural ecosystems. So I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that in Ireland, we have no legislation for national parks, which effectively means, in a legal sense, they don't exist. As we heard from the minister and also from his ministerial colleagues, they were very quick to come out on Monday to reassure farmers and fishers that absolutely nothing is going to change because of this. So, I mean, a lot of the areas we're talking about around the Dingle Peninsula are already designated as special areas of conservation and so on, and we see no measures whatsoever being undertaken to improve the status of species and habitats in those areas. But making it a national park means absolutely nothing, particularly when the government is so keen, it seems, to reassure people that absolutely nothing is going to change.
But don't we own the land now? We can decide what's on it. We can just fence it off.
This is why I'm a bit confused as to why people are talking about preserving the rights of farmers. As far as I know, this land, the bit of land on the Brandon head there, wasn't owned by farmers. It was owned by a private investor. It's now been owned by the state. But this is the same with land in all of our national parks. It's 100% owned by the people of this country. And yet, we see many of our national parks are full of farm animals. Sometimes that's a good thing, Jerry. I don't say it's always bad. It's a good thing if it's done in a way that is scientifically proven to maintain habitats and species. But a lot of the time that isn't the case. As we know, driving around the west of Ireland and in our uplands, they're just covered in thousands of sheep, and we know that the enormous damage that's occurring because of that. So, I mean, at the moment, I've heard nothing this week to give me any confidence that this new land purchase is going to make any difference.
Okay, you were writing the journal about this yesterday. None of our existing national parks operate under up-to-date management plans, and this was acknowledged when the National Parks Wildlife Service was reformed in recent years. They had committed to publishing new management plans for all existing national parks last December, but there's been no sign of them either. It's not as if our national parks are thriving with nature. Killarney's problems with excessive grazing, infestations of rhododendron are well documented. Wild Neffin in Mayo is still mostly composed of degraded peatlands and vast expanses of alien conifers, despite a phantom rewilding initiative launched by the then Taoiseach way back in the Kenny in 2013. The Wicklow Mountains are mostly used for sheep grazing, and when the national park was expanded to include Featherbeds in County Dublin, the Featherbeds area, in 2016, the state was quick to reassure farmers it would lead to no change in their farming practices, which begs the question, what's the point? That's what you're saying. Let me put this point to you. Monday was day one. We now own the land. This is a work in progress. And from here, it'll be managed by the National Parks and Wildlife Service, setting up this new national park. And in consultation with farmers and fishers, they will implement new practices and increase biodiversity. What say you to that argument?
So I would love to believe that. I think it's good that the state is buying land and bringing it into state ownership. But the evidence doesn't suggest that we'll ever get to those management plans. We've been promised management plans for our national parks for decades now. As you pointed out in the bill I wrote yesterday, none of the national parks run under a management plan. I'm continuously told that good things are happening in national parks, but the NPWS is like a black box, and I think there is a duty of openness and transparency to be able to communicate to people what's happening, why it's happening, is it being done on a scientific basis. So these reassurances that it's all going to be fine, we'll have management, we'll work it out with everybody, and it'll all be fine, there's nothing to back that up, and that's why I'm very sceptical. But we do have to change that. So, I mean, I'm not doomist about it. We have to get around to dealing with our biodiversity crisis. And I think much of what we heard on Monday, like reassuring farmers that nothing is going to change, I mean, do farmers really believe this, that we're in the middle of a climate and biodiversity crisis, and politicians are running around trying to assure people that nothing is going to change? I think we'd get much better results if we were honest with farmers and fishers to say, yes, things do have to change, things have to change radically, but we're going to support that change, and we're going to support you in that transition. And I think that would have been a much more honest approach to take on Monday.
On Monday. Okay, let me ask you this finally. We talked about this in the programme yesterday, the tourism side of it, where Kerry's now the only county with two national parks in the country. We'll be looking to try and use this to market Kerry and compete with other tourism destinations. But you have a concern there, the whole sustainable tourism side of things.
Oh yeah, and we've seen this over years. There's been no amount of money, or should I say, there's any amount of money being given to national parks when it comes to developing visitor centres, greenways, walkways. We saw there was a huge amount of money put into upgrading Muckross House there about a decade ago, and that's fine. I mean, I'm not against that. But then we have seen the complete devaluation of the reason why these places are special, and that is investment in conservation. Now, I will give credit to Minister Noonan, because we are seeing an increase in the money being invested. But if we're just going to use national parks as tourist attractions, it's just going to mean litter, waste, and more human pressure on the little wildlife that we have left in this country.